From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Allison Stewart, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Oh, God.
It's all right. Okay, hi, Leanne. I know she's listening somewhere. So, Will,
hi, Allison.
You just returned from the Great White North.
Yeah, I just spent a week in Toronto with a buddy from my table tennis club, and we played in 10 different clubs in 7 days. Just had a great time.
My goodness. Where are you spending your holiday week, if I may ask?
I will be in Indiana, Crawfordsville, Indiana next week, and we'll talk from there.
All right. So remind us of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Martin Iger of Montville, New Jersey. I said, name a musical instrument, change the third letter to a different letter, and double the last letter. The result will name a famous singer in two words. Who is it?
And the answer is?
The instrument is the maracas. Change the R to an M and double the S at the end. You get Mama Cass.
Ah, so only people who like the mamas and the papas would get this one, huh?
Right.
You stumped a lot of people again this week. We only received about 600 correct entries this time. And from those correct entries, we randomly selected Eve Robillard of Madison, Wisconsin, to play our puzzle on the air with us today. Hi, Eve.
Hello.
So how long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
I sort of worked on it off and on. I took a little mall walk Sunday afternoon, and I came up with maracas, and there was CASS.
What do you do there in Madison?
Well, I'm a retired children's librarian.
I also understand, I Googled your name, that you're a poet as well, and you go by Miss Eve?
Miss Eve was kind of my stage name when I was a children's librarian and read a lot of stories to boys and girls.
I know you're being a little bit modest, because Garrison Keillor has read a couple of your poems on his show. Is that true?
Yes, I know. It was like my 15 minutes of fame. here it is again.
All right. Well, now that we have a public radio superstar in our midst, Will, I think we should play puzzle.
Well, let's try. And Eve and Allison, this is a great two-person puzzle. I brought a game of categories using the word clause, C-L-A-U-S. I'm going to give you some categories. For each one, name something in it starting with each of the letters, C-L-A-U-S.
Wow.
For example, if the category were girls' names, you might say Carol, Laura, Alice, Ursula, and Sarah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Number one is African countries.
Congo.
Good.
Liberia.
Good.
Oh, thank you. Uganda and...
Angola.
Uganda, good. Angola, good. So you just need an S.
Somalia
is good. South Africa, Sudan, and Swaziland would also be good.
Sure, okay.
All right, category number two is people at a baseball game.
Customers,
okay. Also,
catcher.
All right, why not? Catcher, yes.
Left fielder.
Left fielder is good, yes.
Okay,
announcer, you umpire.
Announcer, excellent, good.
And S, shortstop.
Shortstop or second baseman, good. Your next category is gods and goddesses in mythology.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
Adonis.
Okay, good.
Not your name.
Yeah, what were you saying? There are two planets that work.
Oh, yeah, Uranus, okay.
Uranus, yes, and one other.
Saturn.
Saturn, good.
Are we Greek or Roman here?
Greek, Roman, or Norse. We take Norse as
well. Cassiopeia? Is that one?
Cassiopeia. I'd give you that. I was also thinking of Ceres, the goddess of agriculture. Concordia and Chaos would also have worked. And then try L. There's a prominent Norse god starting with L.
Yeah.
A mischief maker.
Oh, this one's making my head hurt.
My Norwegian.
All right, I'll tell you that. There's two answers. One is Loki, L-O-K-I.
Oh, sure.
Or Loki, however that's
Loki,
pronounced.
Yeah.
And Leto, L-E-T-O, would also have worked. All right, here's your next category.
Okay.
Areas or rooms in a house.
Okay, a closet. Linen,
good.
A linen closet.
Good.
Attic.
Good.
The underbelly of the house.
Upstairs? Does upstairs,
upstairs
count?
Upstairs works.
Pretty
upstairs
good.
Counts. Also, utility room would have been good.
Oh.
And how about an S?
Study.
Study, good. Stairs, solarium, and sitting room would also work. And here's your last category, things you see at a theater.
Theater, chandelier.
Mm. Oh, good.
Libretto.
Curtain also.
A libretto, no.
Libretto, okay. Loge or lavatory.
Oh, okay. Oh,
those work.
Audience.
Oh, very good.
Audience, okay. Also an aisle or an actor.
Oh, sure.
Think of a person with a flashlight.
Usher.
Usher is good. And finally, an S.
Seats.
Seats. Stage, screen, scrim, and set all work. Eve, great job.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you.
Eve, that was impressive.
Before I explained it, I was going claustrophobia. It's the only word I could see.
Well, Eve, we have a magical holiday gift for you. As a former librarian and a writer yourself, we thought you might be familiar with the special guest who gets to tell you what you've won today.
Oh,
he's the well-known author of the book Wicked, and he wrote an original Christmas story for All Things Considered that you can hear on the 25th. But right now, here's Gregory Maguire with a reading of your puzzle prizes.
Oh, I'm so excited.
For playing the puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus,
wow,
the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. Remember, puzzles are fun and even addictive, but never use duct tape to secure the volume to your steering wheel so you can puzzle as you drive. That's a practice I can't encourage, having learned the hard way.
Eve, what do you think?
My Christmas has arrived.
Aw, so Eve, before we say goodbye, what member station do you listen to?
WERN in Madison.
Eve Robillard of Madison, Wisconsin, thanks for playing the puzzle with us. You were great. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your help.
Now, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, name two things Santa Claus carries. Put them together, that is, read them one after the other, and you'll name a musical instrument. What is it? So again, two things Santa Claus carries, put them together, and you'll name a musical instrument. What musical instrument is it?
Well, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. It is Christmas Eve. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Allison.